Today's daf is Krisos daf Dalid. We left off in daf Gimel and Beis about 5 lines before the end of the page. We were right in middle of a discussion. We were discussing the different levels of Yesh Bo Maisa or Ein Bo Maisa. And today we're going to begin with first of all, today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And we thank him again for the sponsorship. So we're discussing the different levels of Maisa. And we're going to talk about 3 different levels of the Isser of Chover Chaver. And how that could sometimes be an Isser Skila, and sometimes it's going to be an Isser Lav, and sometimes it's not even a Maisa at all. The Gemara is going to then have 4 different explanations of a Machlokas Tanoim, whether you're Chayv separately different malchios for eating chalev of different animals, of different types and animals. What if you eat chalev of a shar and chalev of a kesev and chalev of an eiz? So you have 3 separate malchios for that. There's a machlokas tanaim, and the Gemara is going to explain why the Torah tells those 3 specific types of animals, both by the Yisra of chalev and by emurim on the mizbeach. Why do we have to mention all the types of animals? Shouldn't we be able to learn one from the other? Then the Gemara is going to talk about not only how many malkios you get for eating the chalev of those different types of animals, but how many karbanos is one going to be chayiv if he did so bishogeg for eating different types of chalev. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to discuss how many malkios you get for eating chalev nevela or chalev mukdashin. So there's a crossover of different isurim involved, eating hegdish and eating chalev, eating nevela and eating chalev. How many malkios is one going to be chayiv for doing those things? And then the Gemara is going to talk about what we learn from the hekish between chalev and dam, that there is such a hekish that the Torah has between chalev and dam. What do we derive from that hekish? And then at the very end of the daf, these are all long dafim. At the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk about why we need, that's what happens when you take Tosos off the side of the page and you put them on the bottom, right? Why it is that we need 3 psukim to teach a chiv kares for eating dam, and 5 different psukim to teach that there's a los assay for eating dam. What do we learn from 3 different chiyuve krisos for eating dam, 5 different chiyuve lavim for eating dam? So let's pick up again from Ula Amar Balov de Katani Bimekate Lashay. The Gemara brings another explanation why it is that the Chachamim in our Mishnah do not disagree about Balov. They disagree about Megadev, but they don't disagree about Balov. Then say that you're not chayiv a korban for Baal Ov, because after all, you're not doing a Maisa. Well, they disagreed about Megadev because you're not doing a Maisa, so shouldn't they disagree about Baal Ov as well? So Ula answers, no. Baal Ov de Katani, you know what Baal Ov means? It's not just Tom that you're saying something. It's been Mekate Lashade. It's that a person is Maktir Ktores to shade him. That's what it means, Baal Ov. And that's a Maisa. That's actually a Maisa. So the Chacham Ramoda, that you're going to be Chayiv Korban on such a thing. So says Gemara, Maskev L'Rava Im Kain, if Baal Ov means that you're being Maktir L'Shade, Hainu Ovid Avod Chavim, that's already Avod Zot. That's one of the other items listed in the Mishnah. So then the Mishnah would be repetitive. So says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rava. Rava says that the Baal Ov that our Mishnah is talking about is Mekate L'Shade Al Menas L'Chabro. You're being Mekate L'Shade, but not L'Shem Aloha, not as an Avodah Zarah, but in order that it should be mischaber to you in order to help out with the kishuf. And that's not called Avodah Zarah. You're just enlisting its help, not worshipping it. Amalei Abayi Im Kain Hainu Chaver Chaver. But that's the Yisra of Chaver Chaver that it says in the Torah. And in the Yisra of Chaver Chaver, there's no Chiyuv Misa, there's no Chiyuv Kares, you're just violating a Los Hasei. So the Mishnah, but the Mishnah lists this amongst one of the Chiyuv Krisos. So if Baal Ov means that you're just being Chaver Chaver, what's it doing in our Mishnah? There's no Chiyuv Kares for being Chaver Chaver. So Amar Lei, so Rav said, Torah Amra Chaver Chaver Kagon Zeh B'Skila. That the Torah says that if someone is Maktir L'Shed, if a person is Chaver Chaver in this way, then he's chayiv skila. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that yes, if you do it b'mezid with edim and asra, you're chayiv skila. You do it b'mezid without edim and asra, you're chayiv kares. So what exactly is the chover chover of lav? Right? Meaning we have so far 3 levels, right? We have chover with the 2 levels. We have chover chover where a person is mekater l'shed, we have 2 levels so far of ov, right? We have chover chover that you're mekater l'shed. So if that's the case, mekater, that's avodah zarah. So we said, no, not mekater l'shed, chover chover. You're enlisting the help of the shade. That's still a chiyuv skila. It's not a avodah zara, but it's a chiyuv skila. So where do you ever have a case of chaver chaver? That's only a lav. So amalei, here's where we have it. Kiddetanya, in the Brisa, it tells us the chaver chaver, echad chaver gadol, echad chaver katan, whether you're using your incantations in order to gather together large creatures or small creatures, even if you're gathering together nechashim and akrabim, chayiv, you're chayiv malchus. And that's only a lav, that is not skila, that is not misa. So I'm Rabbi, hayman debay l'mitzvah zibura v'akraba. If a person wants to gather together tzira and akrab, different types of small creatures, aser, it's aser, even though these are not chashva balechayim, they're very lowly creatures, it's included in the isra of chaver chaver, and the ikasu basrei shari. But if they are chasing after you in order to hurt you, in order to damage you, then you're allowed to do that. If you're trying to gather them together to get them away from you because they are attacking you, that you're allowed to do in order that they shouldn't be mazik. So Tosos raises the question, he says, Tema. It tells us, I don't understand. What exactly is the case that they're chasing after you? If there's sakana that they're, when they're chasing after you, I don't need a gemara to tell me that it's mutter. Of course it's mutter. And if there's no sakana, why on earth is it mutter to be chaver chaver when there's it's a violation of a lo sase in the Torah when there's no sakana? So the Taz in Yaradeo, Simon Kuf Ayin Taz, Sivkat and Dalid, quoted by the Aruch Lener over here, points out that we're talking about a case where there is pikuach nefesh, but it's still a chiddush. Because normally when pikuach nefesh is mutter, it's because the aveira is what it's a case where the aveira is what leads to the sakana. Goyim tell you, kill this guy, and if you don't kill him, we're going to kill you. So it's the failure to do the aveira that's going to cause you to be in danger. But the sakana, when the sakana really has nothing to do with the aveira, it's just used as a way to save yourself from the aveira. Is just used as a way to save yourself from the sakana. Then that's a chiddush of our gemara that these animals are chasing you. So I have an aveira I can do that will stop them from chasing me. The Aruch Lener just points out it's difficult to understand what the havamin is that would not be called pikuach nefesh. I mean, we have other mishnayos that talk about such cases. The Mishnah in Yuma, misha achso bulmus, if a person is very ill on Yom Kippur, so he's allowed to eat. So that's also not a situation where someone's holding a gun to your head and saying, eat on Yom Kippur or else. No, you're in a situation of sakana and you have a way to save yourself. So other achronim are not convinced that that's the real answer. They suggest that the chiddush over here is that you're not yet in danger. These animals are coming toward you, but they're not yet a direct threat to you. But if you don't do something about it soon, you will soon be in danger. And that's the chiddush. That even when the sakana is not there yet, but it will lead to sakana, you can already violate Isurim Daraisa in order to avoid the pikuach nefesh in that kind of situation. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has this in a number of places, but in the Tshuvas, I think, also, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that you don't have to wait till, if a person knows that by fasting, for example, he's going to get dangerously ill, he doesn't have to wait till he's violently ill before he breaks his fast. If he knows that's where it's heading, then you can break your fast before you get to that point. Meaning, and that's the limud over here from Chaver Chaver, that you're allowed to violate the Isser even before the sakana actually is right in front of your face. So now the Gemara goes back to discuss the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Braisa that's Mechayiv a Korban for Ishtachava Alav Odezara, Rabbi Yochanan thought could even go like the Chachamim, the Chachamim hold you Patar and Lav Shem B'maisa, but Ishtachava Alav Odezara, that's already a Maisa. So the Rabbi Yochanan, Kvivus Kamasu Avi Maisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kvivus Kamasu is a Maisa, Akima Svasav Navi Maisa, Gabi Megadith. So Akima Svasav moving your mouth should also be considered a Maisa with as far as Megadith is concerned. So why is it that the Chum mold in our Mishnah that a Megadeth is Potter? So Rabbi Yochanan explains, and Rabbi Yochanan said, why do they hold as Potter? Because it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa. What do you mean? If bowing is a Maisa, then using your lips should also be a Maisa. No, Megadev is primarily something that's in the heart, and then there's a little bit of a mice of speaking. But it's because you know to whom you are being Megadev that it's problematic. But generally in other situations where it's not really primarily believed, where the entirety of the action is with your lips, that would be considered a maisa. So Masav Rabbi Zera says, Yatsu Edim Zomin Shein Ben Maisa, that Edim Zomin Yinachayev a carbon because there is no maisa. V'amai, Val peak siv behen. But it says al pi shnei edim al pi shlosh edim yakum davar. So since akima svasav is considered a maisa, by edim zomin should also be considered a maisa. Amarav and shiny edim zomin hold the yeshem beriya. Edim zomin is also not primarily about the speaking, because it's also about what they saw or didn't see, right? And the seeing is definitely not a maisa. So when the speaking alone is everything, then speaking is considered a maisa. But if the source of the chiyuv is speaking in combination with something that is definitely not a maisa, like a machshava salev, like a ri'iya, then the speaking does not rise to the level of a maisa. Now the Gemara goes on to the next example, the Mishnah, oha ochel chelev. The Mishnah said, yichayev kares, if one eats chelev. So the Gemara explains how many karbonos are yichayev, or if you eat, or how many lavin, how many malkis are yichayev, if you eat multiple types of chelev. Tan Rabbanan, kol chelev shor, the chesev, va'ez lo so chelu. Pasuk tells us not to eat chelev of a shor, a chesev, or an ez. L'chayev al kalachas v'achas, to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, yeah, and if you eat all three, you chayev three different times. So three different malkios. V'cham romenu chayev alachas. Cham say, nah, it's one isra of chelev. So name of Bahakim, if we, what are they arguing about? So maybe it's the following. We have several suggestions. Suggestion number one is, Rabbi Shmuel savar lokan alav shabachlalos, Rabbanan savri ain lokan alav. Rabbi Shmuel holds you get malchus for a lav shebechlalos, meaning when the Torah includes many isurim in one lav, you get malchus for each and every one of them. And the Rabbanan hold, no, even when you eat chelev of different types of behemoths that are all mentioned in the pasuk, it's only one malchus because the Torah includes it as all one lav, meaning it was called chelev shor bekesav eis lo so chelu. It was only one lo for all three types of chelev. Says Gemara, no, we can explain the machlokas differently. The olam kasavar Rabbi Shmuel ain't lokan alav shabachlalos v'shayni hacha demiyasvi lekrai. Really, in general, Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't get malchus on alav shabachlalos. But over here, there's extra words in the pasuk, because if the Torah wanted me to be chayiv only one malchus for eating all these different types of animals, nifta the chelev of all these different types of animals, nichtov kra. Kol chelev lo sochelu. Let it say kol chelev lo sochelu, and I will learn from there that there's nisr chelev on these behemos. Shor, v'kesev, v'ez, lamali. Why does it have to give me three examples of types of animals whose chelev I cannot eat? You see from there that the pasuk is telling us that there are different lavim, and therefore you chayiv different malkios. V'rabbanon, and the rabbanon, how are they going to explain why the Torah has to say shor, kesev, ez? Why does it have to give all these examples? Iloksiv shor v'kesev ve'ez have amina afilu chelev chayev b'mashma. Had it not said shor v'kesev ve'ez, I would have thought that you're even chayev for eating chelev of a chaya. Lahachiksiv shor v'kesev ve'ez lememra the chelev shor v'kesev ve'ez uda aser avu the chayev shari. To tell me that you're only chayev for the chelev of a behema like shor v'kesev ve'ez, but not chayev for eating the chelev of a chaya. Says Gemara, that's a great answer. Shapir ka amrile, that's a very good explanation of why the Torah has to say shor kesev ve'ez. So the Chum really have a good point to Rabbi Yishmael, that you needed to tell me not chelev chaya. So why does Rabbi Yishmael think these words are extra, and therefore you're chayev separate malkios for each of them? They're very clearly not extra. So says Gemara, elahainu taimid Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael's idea that you're chayev separate malkios for each of them is the kasaver. Im kain lichtov kol chelev shor lo sochelu kesev ve'ez lamali. He wasn't bothered why the Torah has to give any examples. Of course, the Torah has to give an example of a behema so that I can know that you're not chayev for chelev of a chaya. But why in the world does the Torah have to give three examples of chelev of a behema? That's what he's about. Just say chelev shor and don't say kesev ve'ez. That's where Rabbi Shmuel says it must be that it's coming to tell me to be mechalik that you have three separate malkios. Rabbanan savri, the Rabbanan, how are they going to respond to that? Why do I need three examples? If it only would have said shor, have a minyan of shor shor misinai, I would have said that we learn shor shor gzer shava from shor sinai, where the Torah says that lo sigabo kisakol yisakelo yira yirem beheme mishlo yichya, no animals can go on har sinai. The magabe sinai chayav of kayotzi behen, just like by har sinai, no animal meant no behema, no chaya, and no of could go on har sinai. Safka beachila. So I might have thought that when it comes to the Yisra of Achilas Chelev, that it includes everything, even Chayavov, even though the Torah would have given that one example of Shor, which happens to be a Behema, I would have naturally assumed that Shor is an example of animal life, and that animal life means every type of animal. That's why he gives three examples, shor, kesef, and eis, to tell me, don't you see all three of these examples are behemos? None of them are chayos, and therefore you see that the chelav of a chaya is mutter. Says shafir kamilei. That's a good. It's a good point. That's why I needed to say shor, kesef, eis. So why is Rabbi Yishmael going to think that these words are extra to learn that you chayv separate malchios? Elahainu taima. You want to explain Rabbi Shmuel's Tikasavar, Nichtov Kol Chelev Kesev Lo Sochelu, Inami Kol Chelev Eiz Lo Sochelu. It doesn't have to say all three examples. It only needs to say one example and just not Shor. Shor shouldn't be the one that it chooses because they're Nechinami. If you only had the example of Shor, I would learn Shor from Sinai and I would think it includes Chayev Of. But say just Kesev, say just Eiz. Why does it have to say Shor V'Kesev Eiz Lamali? Shmamina L'Chalik. That's what Rabbi Shmuel learns. They have three separate Malkias. Says the Gemara of Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan hold, Ikos of Kol Chelev Kesev, Hava Amina Chelev Kesev Asur, Vishar Ve'ez Shari. If it only would have said Kesev, I would have thought it's specifically a Kesev. That not that, you see, had it just said Shar, I would have thought that it's much broader, that it's not just Pe'ema, it's Chayev Of. Had it just said Kesev, I would have thought it's much narrower, that it's only a Kesev and not a Shar and an Ez. Why? V'chitema, my ulme de Kesev, what makes Kesev so special and so different that I would think that it's a unique kind of animal? That only it has an Isser Chelev, Mishum Dinasraba Ba'alia, because it's unusual that even its tail gets brought on the Mizbeach, which is not true of Shor Ve'ez, where you don't bring the Alia. And therefore, I cannot learn from the Isser of Chelev of a Kesev that by Shor Ve'ez there's an Isser of Chelev as well, because there are certain halachas that are unique to Kesev. So as Gemara, Ukeditana Rabbi Chananya, like Rabbi Chananya taught in the Brisa, Lama Mana Kosov Emurin Beshar, Ve Emurin Bekesev, Ve Emurin Be'ez. It's not only by the Yisr Chelev that we mentioned Shor Kesev Ve'ez, also by the carbon of Bechor, we mentioned the Emurim of a Shor, the Emurin of a Kesev, and the Emurin of an Ez. The Emurim are the Evarim of the Kabanos that are burnt on the Mizbeach, the Chalavim and other things that are burnt on the Mizbeach, and by the Kvasim it's the Aliyah as well. So why does it mention all three types of animals? The Chsiv, because after all the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Shor, O Bechor Kesev, O Bechor Ez, that all of them, you can't be pod to them, because they're Kodeshim, and Damam Tizrak al Mizbeach, and Chalbam Takdir, Yishareach Nichoach Lashem, the Pasuk goes on to say, the Torah could have just said, Ach b'chor shor v'kesev e'ez, without the word b'chor by each one of them, right? So tzrichi says Gemara, no, it needs to say b'chor shor b'chor kesev b'chor e'ez. Why? Because hava amina the ikas of shor had it only said shor hava amina kesev e'ez lo yalfin amine the ikal lemifrach malas shor shkinis shabe b'nesachim. I would have thought that you can't learn kesev e'ez from shor because the Torah has more nesachim for a shor than it does have for kesev v'ez. So I would have thought that dafka by a shor there's the din of the Emurin. So Nechtav Rachmana Bekesev V'Neil of Shor Ve'ez Mikesev. Okay, so then just say it by Kesev. Can't I learn Shor Ve'ez from Kesev? No, Ikel Mefrach Mal Kesev Shkenes Shabba Ba'Alia. No, Kesev has its unique halacha that you're makter the Alia on the Mizbeach as opposed to Shor Ve'ez where you're not. So Nechtav Rachmana Ez, let it just say Ez V'Neil of Shor Ve'Kesev Minei, and let me learn Shor and Kesev from Ez. No, Ikel Mefrach Mal Ez Shkenes Shabba Esalvot Chavim. If a Yachid doesn't have Erev of the Zara, he brings an Eiz for a carbon. That's what the Pasuk says. V'mnefesh achas techtav shkag v'kriva Eiz bashnasa l'chatas. So therefore, by a Bechor, if the Torah would have singled out a Bechor Eiz, I would not have known about the Haktaras Emurim of a Shor and a Kesef, because Eiz has its own unique halachos. So now the Gemara explains why it's enough, why the Torah, okay, we now understand why the Torah couldn't have written any one of those examples, because I would not have been able to learn the others from the one. But why do I need all three? List two examples, and then I would be able to learn the third from the other two. So min chad lo yalfinan, but nichlatarti nelev chadimitarti. Says Gemara, hey dein nelev. Which one do you want to learn from the other two? Shor mi kesev eiz. You want the Torah to mention kesev eiz and not shor? Islam pircha mal kesev eiz shkenis rabbi itzal pesach. Kesef and Eis can both be brought as Korban Pesach. A shor cannot, and therefore I cannot learn the din of Emurim of a shor from the din of Emurim of a Kesef and Eis. Okay, lo nichtav Kesef, v'neilif mishor ve'eis. You wanted to say only shor ve'eis and not Kesef? Well, islam pircha. Mal shor ve'eis shekenis shor ve'eis avodah zarah. Shor and Eis can both be brought as Korbanos for avodah zarah. A yachid who does an avera of avodah zarah brings an Eis, and a tzibur that does an avera of avodah zarah brings a shor, brings a par. The pasuk says and a keves is never brought for avodah zarah, so I can't learn a keves from shor ve'ez. So what? Lo nichtav ez? You want the Torah not to mention ez? V'neilif mishor ve'kesev and learn from the combination of shor and kesev? Well, islam pircha mal shor ve'kesev shkin yesh mutzad riboy. Both of them have extras that are brought with them as a korban. The shor has extra nesachim, and the kesev has the aliyah. Hilkach lo yalfi me'adadi. Therefore, you can't learn one from the other, and that's why by emurim the Torah has to mention shor, kesev, and eis. So the Chum hold that shor, kesev, and eis that it says by the Yisra of chelev are not extra for chiluk malkios. So it says more shapir. I mean, just like it's not extra by emurim, it's also not extra for chiluk malkios by chelev. So shapir karmile says Gemara. Gemara keeps pointing this out by each time that there's a good taina. No, it's a taka, a good taina. Why does Rabbi Shmuel hold that these words are extra and that you could actually learn three malkios from them? For if you violate all three, if you eat chelev of all three kinds. No, the real basis for Rabbi Shmuel being chayv three malkios is like we said originally. Dim kein nichtav kol chelev v'lishtot. Because if the Torah wanted to asur all the chelev of every type of animal, it could have just said kol chelev. It didn't need to start giving examples. My amrit hayde kasav shor v'kasav eis l'mishri chelev chaya. No, you told me that that wouldn't have been good enough because then I would have assumed chelev chaya is included in the Isra as well. Nah. Ha kiksiv kra b'inyana tekachin v'davar lamin me'inyano. I never would have thought chaya is included because the pasuk that talks about the yisur chelev is about kachin. There is no chaya that's kachin. There's no chaya that's a karban, and that's the rule. Davar lamin me'inyano. So you're going to be shatar and drashes ben that if you have a halacha that's being introduced within a parsha, it only applies to the things that are in that parsha. That's the 12th of the 13th Midrash Torah, Nidrash's ban. And therefore, it should only apply over here to Behemos. It would be obvious. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel thinks. Shor Kesevays are all extra. And what do they teach me? They have separate malkios for each. Wow, so the Rabbanan, when they say in the morning, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, you'd bathe me the Shatar and Dresh's ban. They don't have 13, they only have 12. So it says, Mala, Dukuli Alma Yalfina and Davra Lamed Meinyano. We have another explanation of what the machlokas is over here. Vacha baha pligi. This is the machlokas. The pasuk that talks about kachim is a pasuk that's mechayiv kares, right? It says ki kol ochel chelav min abeima sheyakv meni isha laHashem v'nichrasa nefesh ochelas meyameha. The pasuk that talks about the isser itself says kol chelav shor v'kasveiz lo sochelu and doesn't mention kares. So you have a pasuk that talks about kachim that says you're chayiv kares for eating chelav, and then you have a pasuk that's not about kachim that just talks about a regular losa, say doesn't mention kares. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that when the Torah asks something as a losa, say lemeid din lav milav, we can learn from that which the Torah talks about that iser bein milav de kares. Whether you learn it from a place where the Torah says the Isra of the Lav, or whether from a place where the Torah says Kares. And therefore, even though the Karbonos are mentioned by Kares and not by the Lav, we can learn from there that the min that's roi for a Karbon is the min that's roi for the Isra of Chelev. That it only applies to Behemos, it doesn't apply to Chayos. So the pasuk says shor v'kesev eis, it's therefore extra. I mean, that's how Rabbi Shmuel learns it. Rabbi Shmuel says, I'm not paying so much attention to where each pasuk is, where the pasuk about the lav is and the pasuk about the kares is, even though the pasuk about the lav is not in the world of kachim, but since the pasuk about the kares is in the parasha of kachim, davar alam minyan, it was enough to tell me that the whole isra of chelev is only to those animals that are kachim eligible animals, to behemos, not to chayos. But for Rabbanon, lav mi lav yalfinan, lav mi kares lo yalfinan, that since the kares is not inyano, it's not a davar alam inyano, because that's not in the inyan of the lav, they're two different things. So I can't learn that the Yisra of Chelev is only by behema, not by chaya, from the fact that that the chiyuv kares is mentioned in the parasha of Kabanos. So that's why I need the pasuk to say shor v'kesef ha'ez to tell me that the Yisra only applies to behema and not to chaya. And it's not free to tell me that you chayev three separate malkios, like Rabbi Shmuel said. The Iba Yisema, or a fourth explanation of the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanon, hainu taimayu the Rabbanon, the reason the Rabbanon hold that shor v'kesef ha'ez is not extra to teach me that you chayev three malkios, is kedamle Rav Mari the Rav Zvid. It's like what Rav Mari said to Rav Zvid in the case of where the pasuk says kol chelav Hashem, that the aliyah is also burnt like other chalavim. So he said elamayata aliyah dechulin titzar. If aliyah is called chelav, he said to him, then even the tail of chulin animals should be asr b'achila, because chelav of a regular animal is asr b'achila. And Amar le Rav Zvid responded alecha Amar Kra, in order to address your concern, the Torah says kol chelav shor v'kesef ha'ez, you're not allowed to eat. And the Torah says shor kesef ha'ez to tell me davra shava b'shlashtan b'inan. The Torah only answers those types of chelav that exist on all three of these animals, on a shor kesef ha'ez. Velecha, but that's not true about a tail. The tail of a shor and an ez are not called chelav in the Torah, and they're not brought in the mizbech with the other chalavim. Hilkach ki asa shor v'kesef ha'ez l'mishri al yidchulin u'da'asa. So what did the chacham use shor v'kesef ha'ez to teach? Granted, they're extra and they teach something, but not three malkios. They're there to teach that you're allowed to eat the aliyah of a chulin animal. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Lach, and Rabbi Shmuel would say im kein le'makra kol chelav shor v'kesef. A's lamri, I don't need A's to teach me that. Shema min alechalik. From the fact that it mentions A's, that must be telling me to be mechalik three separate malkios. So up until now, we've been talking about if you eat the chelev of shor and kesef and A's, are you chayv three malkios or one malkus? Now we're going to get back to okay, you eat the shor, the chelev of shor and kesef A's. How many karbanos are you going to be chayv? Says Mar Amrev Chanina, Modi Rabbi Shmuel in karban shein maybe alechatas achas. Even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that when it comes to karban, you're only chayv one karban chatas. My time, says Gemara, why by carbon of Achilas Chelev does Rabbi Shmuel not still maintain his opinion that these are three separate chiyuvim? Zolodami hadein lav lelav da arayos. So the Gemara answers, because this lav is different than the lav of arayos, because the lav of arayos, it has a separate losa, say, for each aveira. That even though the Torah says many isurim in one parsha, it doesn't just bundle them all together. It has a lashon of a losa, say, for each and every one. But by the Yisra of Chelev, the Torah says all of it with only one lashon of lav. And therefore, there's only going to be one karban for violating all of them. It says, shor, kesef, and eis, losa chelu. It's one losa chelu for all three of them. So we're going to discuss this notion of chiluk chataos when it comes to chelev. Tanu Rabban, we have a price that tells us as follows. Va'asa achas, va'asa hena. The Torah tells us that when you do an avera b'shogeg, we call mitzvos Hashem shalosi asana va'asa me'achas mehena. So we dash in those words me'achas mehena va'asa achas va'asa hena. Even on an avera achas, you could be chayiv hena, meaning hena means multiple. You could be chayiv many chataos l'chayiv al kolachas va'achas shemachol chelev chelev. If you eat two kizesim of chelev, shame echad, and they're the same type of chelev, b'shnei alemos, but in between you realize what you had done, and then you forgot again, and you ate again, so chayev shtayim, you're going to be chayev two chataos in such a case, if you do b'shnei alemos. Shtei shemos b'helem echad, if you eat two types of chelev, the chelev that's on the kleios, and the chelev that's on the dakin, two types of chelev from different parts of the animal, within one period of helem, then chayev shtayim, you're also going to be chayev shtayim. So Amar Lei Rami Bar Chama the Rav Chista, Bish Lama Shem Echad Bishnei Alemos Chayiv Shtayim Mishum Delemos Machalkin. I get why if you eat one Shem Chelev in two different alemos, you eat a kazayas of a type of chalev, and then you realize what you did, and then again you forget it, and you eat another kazayas of the same chalev. I get why you're chayev twice, because the ha'alem is mechalek. But if you have shnei shemos, two different types of chaylev, in one period of forgetfulness, then why are you chayev shtayim? Don't you need halemos mechulakin? Don't you need a halem to split it up, and you don't have a halem to split it up? Now the case is, he violated another iser other than chaylev. It wasn't just chaylev, it was chaylev of nosar. So when he ate it, he was chayev both for nosar and for chaylev, and that's why he's chayev shtayim. Yeah, well then it should be three. He should be chayev for eating kodesh also, because all nosar is kodesh. So why is it only two? Elo Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, no, here's what we really meant. Kigon da'achal chelev, the hegdish. You ate chelev of hegdish. For Rabbi Yehuda here, and we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, achal chelev nevela, achal chelev mukdashin, chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda omer chelev mukdashin lo kashalosh. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you eat chelev of mukdashin, you're chayiv three. One for kodesh, and two for achilas chelev. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a separate isra of achilas chelev shel kodesh. So the Bryce is talking specifically within the Isra of Chelev. We're not bringing in other Isurim like Nosar and Kodesh or whatever. But if you eat Chelev of Kodesh, you violated two Isurim of Chelev. One of regular Chelev and one of Chelev Shal Kodesh. Yes, you also violated a third Isra of Kodesh, but we're not dealing with that. We're talking about Isurei Chelev. So Machu Alav Marava. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't like this explanation. And they said, Benukma Kigon Chelev Deshar V'Kasa V'Eis. Why couldn't you just say, the Bryce is talking about, where you ate chelev of different types of animals? For Rabbi Shmuel, he, Dharma Loka Shalosh. And the Bryce is just assuming, like Rabbi Shmuel, that when you eat the chelev of different types of animals, you get different malkios. So, why, Elamalok, like Rabbi Shmuel, why didn't we say that it's going like Rabbi Shmuel? And that's why you chayiv separate karbanos for eating multiple types of chelev. Dam Rabbi Chanina, Moda Hay Rabbi Shmuel, Linin Karban, Sheinu Chayiv, Elachatas Achas. Hashanami, Rabbi Yudol, Matukma, because it must be, why didn't we say it's going like Rabbi Shmuel? Because Rabbi Shmuel only says you chayiv different malkios for eating different types of chelev. He never said that you chayiv different chataos for eating different types of chelev. Says Mara, well then, Hashanami, Rabbi Yudol, Matukma. You shouldn't be able to say that it's going like Rabbi Yudol either. Damer Ablazar, Moda Hay Rabbi Yudol, Linin Karban, Shein Mevi Elachatas Achas. Rabbi Yudol holds when it comes to Rabbi Yudol's, when it comes to karban, if you eat chelev of mukdashin, you're not chayiv two karbanos for eating chelev of mukdashin. You only chayiv two malkios. Ella amrei shlakish mishum bar tuutni. The Braisa, when it says that if you eat multiple kazesim of chelev of two different shemos in one helim, that you chayiv shtayim is kugon sha'achlan b'shnei tamchuyim. You eat two different types of food. You eat cooked chelev and roasted chelev, or something like that. And it's assuming like Rabbi Yeshua that that if you eat one type of iser in one helem, but you eat it in two types of bishul, two types of ways of cooking it, that's enough to be mechayev shtayim. So we had many explanations of what the case of the brisa was. The brisa very clearly said that if you eat two types of chelev in one period of helem, you're chayev twice. We just didn't know what that meant. What does that mean? Two types of chelev. So first we thought that it meant that it's just two chelev from two different parts of the animal. But that didn't make any sense. Why would you be chayev shtayim? So then we suggested, no, it means that you ate chelev of hegdish. But that second iser is a hegdish iser. It's not a chelev iser. So we said, you know, it's chelev of hegdish, but I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a chelev of hegdish is a separate iser of chelev. But then we said, but if that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda is only mechalik for malkios, not for karbanos. Oh no, it's you ate two kazesim of chelev, the same exact type of chelev from the same exact animal, the same exact part of the animal, but one was roasted and one was cooked. And that's enough to be mechayev shtayim for roasted and for cooked. Now, gufa. Achal chelev nevela lokashtayim. If a person eats chelev of a nevela, he's chayev twice, for isra nevela and for the isra of chelev. Chelev mukdashin lokashtayim, for the isra of kodesh and for the isra of chelev. But Rabbi Yehuda omer chelev mukdashin lokashalosh. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the shita that says, you eat chelev mukdashin, you're chayev for eating hegdish, you're chayev for eating chelev, and you're chayev for eating chelev of hegdish. That there's a separate isra of chelev of kachim. So I'm there of shizvi the rav of bish, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, hainu tiksivi krai. I understand according to Rabbi Yehuda, we actually have three psukim. By kachim it says, says chukas olam kol chelav choldam lo sochelu. So you're not allowed to eat kachim. And when it comes to a behema of kachim or chulin, it says kol chelav shor v'kesav eiz lo sochelu. You're not allowed to eat chelav. And when it comes to achilas kachim, it says v'kol zor lo yochal kodesh. So hatlas alavin. You have three separate lavin: one for chelav of kachim, one for kachim in general, one for chelav in general. El rabban, my time. Why did the rabban think you only chayev twice? There are three psukim. So says Mar Kasavi, lav de chukas olam bekachim, v'lav de chelav shor bechulin. They assume that the pasuk of chelav shor is only by chulin and not by kachim. So if someone eats chelav of kachim, he didn't violate the regular iser achilas chelav. Meaning, we thought if you eat chelav of kachim, Rabbi Yehuda said, you violate regular Isser Chalev, regular Isser Kachim, and then the new Isser of Chalev Kachim. The Rabbanan will say, you violate regular Isser Kachim. There is no regular Isser Chalev. Regular Isser Chalev means Chalev of Chulin. Instead, you only violate the Isser of Chalev of Kachim. So it's Shrichi. And I need two psukim. One to tell me Chalev of Chulin is Aser, another to tell me that Chalev of Kachim is Aser. Why? The Ikas of Rachmana be Kachim had the Torah only said by Kachim Avamina Kachim with the Chamiri, the Aser Chalbo Aval Chulin Emalo, Mishamachi Kavs of Rachmana called Chalev Shar. I would have thought Kachim is generally more Chamor, and that's why there's an Isser Chalev by Kachim. The Ikas of called Chalev Shar, Hava that chelav of a behemah chulin never becomes mutter. So I would have thought chelav of a behemah chulin is included al v'chelav mukdash and duter miklalo hava aminim b'duter besar and shtari namichelban. But the aliyah of is also called chelav of karbanos. So and by the keves is mukta on the mizbeach, and still the Torah allows the aliyah of the shor and the eis. So you see that there are exceptions to the rule of chelav of kachim. So I would have thought that therefore there's no, the yisur of chelav should not apply. So tzrichi, that's why I need the Torah to have a separate lav for the yisur of chelav of chul and the yisur of chelav of kachim. Rabbi Yehuda savar ki ksiv chelav shor binyana de kachim ksiv. When it says chelav shor, the parsha is talking about kachim, because the pasuk goes on to say that if you're makrav mimena yishel Hashem v'nichsa nefesh achas me'ameh. So you can't say that it's only asrin chelav of chulin. Obviously, it's asrin chelav of kachim as well. Ela mechal drabanan savri lo yalfinim davar la me'inyana. Wait a second. If Rabbi Yehuda's basis is that it's me'inyana de parsha, so how come the rabbanan don't think it's talking about chelav of kachim? Says Marlo, dukuli alma yalfinim davar la me'inyana. Everyone holds that we do will learn davar la me'inyana, that the 12th of the midrash hatar and drash ben still stands. The real machlokes is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda savri lemeidin lav milav alav mikares. Rabbanan savri lav milav yalfinim lav mikares lo yalfinim. Just like we had before, that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that that you could learn lav mi lav and lav mi kares, that the lav that it says by the pasuk of achilas chelev is not said by kachim, only the kares that it says by achilas chelev is said by kachim, but that's enough to make a link. And the rabbanu think that's not enough to make a link. It has to be the lav itself being said by kachim in order to make it a davar lamed me'in yano. Tanya, kol chelav kol dam lo so chelu. Ma chelav lo kashtayim, av dam lo kashtayim. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says we have a hekesh between chelav and dam in the Torah to tell me that just like by chelav, you could be yichayev two malchus, for dam also yichayev two malchus. Cham mar me'in bo ala asara achas. And the Cham say, no, there's only one lo sasei for dam. So ask the Gemara on Rabbi Yehuda, why do I need a hekesh to tell me that yichayev twice for dam? Umayshna chelav de lo kashtayim below hekesha. I didn't need a hekesh to tell me that I'm chayev twice for chelav. Why? The ksiv beitrei krai. I know I'm chayev twice for chelav because there are two psukim. Kol chelav kol dam lo sachelu and kol chelav shor v'kesef. Well, then if by that logic, dam nami belav hekesha nilkishtayim. Without any hekesh, I should know that yichayev twice for dam because the ksiv bei trei lavin. Kol chelav kol dam lo sachelu and kol dam lo sachelu b'chol mashusechem lo v'la behema. No, what Rabbi Yehuda really meant to say is that just like you chayv three times for chelav, you chayv three times for dam as well. And the lav de zarus. Why is it for chelav you chayv three, the two lavin that we mentioned, and the lav of zarus? Where so hatzlas it says v'kol zar leyochal kodesh. So that's three lavin. Well, dam nami, dam also has three psukim in the Torah. Why do I need a hekesh, therefore, to teach me that I'm chayv three times? So Israel, Salkadachamina Hol Vis my Dami Tuma, I would have thought that since someone who eats dam of a carbon is not a tame person who eats dam of a carbon is not chayiv kares, and it's not like a tame person who eats basar of a carbon who is chayiv kares, so this might eat mizarus. I would think that a zar who eats dam is not in violation of the isra of a zar eating kodesh. Kamash Mulan Akesha. That's what the Hakish comes to teach me, that yes, he is. Vel Rabbanan Akesha the Mayasa. The Rabbanan, who obviously don't hold that there's three Malkiyos by Dam, what do they do with the Hakish? Mi Bailil Chetanya. They use the Hakish for the following Brysa. Kol Chelev Chol Dam Lo Sechelu. Ma Chelev Miyuchad Shechel Bo Cholok Mi Besaro Ve'ein Mitzdarf Ze Im Ze Av Dam. That just like Chelev is separate from the Basar, and it's not Mitzdarif to the Shir Kazayis together with the Basar, so to Dam, even though it's the Isra is knowing by non-kosher animals, where the basar is also aser, and I would have thought you can be mitzdarif the basar and the dam together to shir kazayis, that no, they're separate things. Dam is a separate iser, and basar is a separate iser. Shadamo chaluk mi basaro, but otzi dam shrotzen, that's opposed to the dam of a sheretz, hol vein dam and chaluk mi basaro, because the dam of a sheretz is actually not different than the distinguished from the basar, because the dam is also only part of the iser of sheretz, it's not a separate iser of dam. And therefore, mitzarif and zemzeh. If you have dam of sheretz together with basar of sheretz, it's mitzarif to a single shir kazayis. Frankly, is that where I learned that dam of sheretz is part of the same isra as basar of sheretz? Mehasam nafka. No, I learned that from an entirely different place, because it says v'zelachem atamek sheretz sheretz ala aretz. So limit al dam of sheretz ve'asheretz shemitzarif from zemzeh. We learn from there that dam of sheretz and sheretz are mitzarif with each other. It says, no, ilav v'keisha salkadai dechamina halimini l'tuma. The Hekesh is needed to tell me that that's not only a din in Tumah, it's a din in the Yisra Achila as well. Therefore, by a Nachash, the Dam and the Basar of a Nachash are mitzarif with each other as well. What's the Chiddush? That's the Hekesh of Dam Techelev. That Dam of a Bal Chai, whose Dam is not distinguished from his basar, are going to be mitzdarev. Now, salka daita chamina, sheretz is rabbi l'tumah, is rabbi l'achila. By sheretz, where I have a pasuk that tells me the dam and basar mitzdarev for tumah, that's where the dam and the basar mitzdarev l'achila. But nachash lo is rabbi l'tumah. By nachash is not mitameh, so lo is rabbi l'achila. I might think that the dam and the basar are not mitzdarev for the Yisra achila either. That's what the Hakesh teaches me. Anytime the dam and the basar are not distinguishable from each other, they are mitzdari for the Isra of Achila as well. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Rava tomorrow.